The sanctions against the Alliance Fleuve Congo movement imposed by the U.S. government have been welcomed by many Congolese citizens. The coalition is allied to the M23 rebel group that has been fighting Congolese government forces since late 2021. The leader of the coalition, Kone Nanga, along with the head of the M23 rebel group, Bertrand Bisimwa, was slapped with sanctions. They will no longer access any property that they own in the United States. They've also been prohibited from carrying out transactions in the U.S. The United Nations says the conflict in the east of the DRC has left thousands dead and forced more than 2 million people to flee their homes since last year. The rebels accused the government of marginalizing their community of ethnic Tutsis, but Congolese authorities have denied the accusation. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.